who list with her this month.
Good afternoon, gardeners. You're listening to Garden Planet with Selena and Karen.
Good afternoon, everyone. Hi, Mai,
everyone. Today, we are going to be talking about something that we have promised that we'll talk about. But before we do that, let's have a listen to this song to give us a clue.
Ooh.
I know an old lady who swallowed a fly. I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly, but I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a bird. Absurd to swallow a bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly, but I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a cat. Now imagine that. She swallowed a cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly, but I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a dog. Oh, what a hog to swallow a dog. She swallowed the dog to catch the cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly, but I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a goat. She just opened her throat and swallowed the goat. She swallowed the goat to catch the dog. She swallowed the dog to catch the cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly, but I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a cow. Now, I don't know how she swallowed the cow. She swallowed the cow to catch the goat. She swallowed the goat to catch the dog. She swallowed the dog to catch the cat. She swallowed the cat to catch the bird. She swallowed the bird to catch the spider that wriggled and jiggled and tickled inside her. She swallowed the spider to catch the fly. I don't know why she swallowed the fly. Perhaps she'll die. I know an old lady who swallowed a horse. She's dead, of course.
Clay?
Something about flies?
That's
I'm terrible.
No.
It's all about spiders.
It's spiders.
That song, I'm pretty sure it's from a book. Is it?
It was an old nursery rhyme.
Oh, right. Yes. I sounds very familiar. I seriously thought you were going to play Incy Wincy Spider, which is fine. It's a great song too. That was awesome.
This one wriggles and wiggles and tickles inside you.
So. Sounds fun. I guess we'll get started. And then, of course, we're going to... do a couple of plants of the week to do with spiders.
Yes.
So that'll be interesting. So there are about 2,500 to 3,500 species of spider in New Zealand. It's quite a few thousands. I can name maybe four.
Whole heap.
And more than 40,000 worldwide. It's crazy. Why did God create so many spiders? I mean, it's like, you know what? I'm going to create thousands of spiders, not just, you know, four.
Karen, it's to catch the flies.
Well, that end up getting eaten by old ladies.
Yeah.
So spiders are a member of the arachnid family, mm-hmm. and this also includes mites.
Okay.
So today I'm just going to touch on the pros and cons of spiders. We're going to sort of bring it back to the garden.
Yeah.
After all, it is a gardening show. So I wanted to start with the pros. So spiders actually really do damage in the garden. And in fact, are just one of the many beneficial creatures living in your garden. Perhaps the biggest benefit of garden spiders is that they eat insects and mostly the unwanted pests that you don't want in your flower beds, like aphids, wasps, hopefully not the beneficial wasp that you were talking about. Maybe. Sometimes it's a bit of everything, isn't it? Yeah. Pros and cons, beetles, mosquitoes and flies.
And maybe caterpillars too.
Oh, they didn't write that down. But yeah, do they eat caterpillars? Probably.
I think they do.
I'm pretty sure they would.
Yep.
Who wouldn't?
Nice juicy caterpillars.
They work hard keeping those pesky populations in check before they can harm your favourite plants or sting you.
Yay.
In other words, garden spiders help you to maintain a healthy balance in your landscape. Garden spiders begin removing insect pests from your garden beds early in the spring, as soon as they wake from dormancy, which is about the same time insect pests awaken too. And they will continue eating them throughout the growing season. Garden spiders have a voracious appetite, eating at least one insect per day. So the more garden spiders in your landscape, the more helpers you have. So that's interesting because when I thought, oh, what am I going to say about spiders? And I looked into it.
Mm-hmm.
I was expecting to find information on spiders. Do you ever see them in your compost bins?
Not often.
They're normally the long, normally up in the corners in the webs. But that's about it. So they're not. But interesting. I'm going to just touch on one thing here that at the end that might, be one that you might find in a compost, and that is the what was the name of the wolf spider?
Oh,
so a healthy garden full of healthy plants and perennials and whatnot make a great habitat for many garden spiders. Using grass clippings as mulch specifically attracts the wolf spider.
Okay,
which was interesting because grass clippings are something that I would pop into my compost bin and around the garden. So while wolf spiders don't have the bold yellow and black markings that what they call a garden spider, I haven't seen many yellow. I don't know. Maybe this is an American website.
Oh.
Anyway, they are known to benefit, but I'm pretty sure we've got wolf spiders here.
We do, because I looked up in the Which Spider Is This?
Yeah.
By Andrew Crow, who does all these plant ID and insect ID books. And we do have them in the country. So
the wolf spiders.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a spider with yellow and black on it, though?
Not that I recall.
But then there's like 3,000 of them, so I probably may have missed it. And I'm not the most observant person, so, probably just like stomped on it and went, and didn't even see it, hopeless. But they benefit the garden in similar ways, even though they don't, instead of building webs, like most spiders would, they wait for their prey to come to them. So these hunters actively hunt for their dinner. And the things like grass clippings, I reckon there'd be other things too, like maybe bark mulch.
Leaf litter.
They will provide them with the perfect hunting habitat. So, So that's the pros.
Yay. Sounds good.
And then I've literally got about as much information on the, actually more information on the cons.
Do you think there's more cons? Well, let's have it and I'll weigh up on whether the spiders are good or bad.
All right then. So I really wanted to draw attention to the bites that you can get from spiders.
Okay.
Just because anyone who does spend a bit of time outside should probably
be aware.
Yeah. So this was something I actually just wanted to bring up because it's worth knowing. There are three species of spiders in New Zealand that should be avoided. The caterpillar, the redback and the whitetail. The Australian whitetail spider is capable of giving a painful bite, however, do not usually cause skin damage or ulcers, which is interesting because almost everyone I know that's spoken of a whitetail bite has ended up in the medical centre. But maybe they were just like, sometimes people do get bad reactions. It happens.
Okay.
So maybe, I reckon I've been bitten by a whitetail and probably just gone, something bit me, or a wasp or something.
Mm.
And just been a bit bothered, but it is, however, the venomous bite of the female caterpillar and redback, both of which, interestingly, belong to the same genus as the American black widow.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That are of the most danger to people. The Australian redback spider is rare but becoming more common. I don't know if that's maybe the weather's getting warmer in New Zealand thing or...
Not sure.
That's a bit of a scary thought. Only two spider families are known to be non-venomous out of this. I'm talking globally now.
Oh, right.
Which is really interesting.
That's interesting.
And that means they lack venom glands. However, their fangs can still inflict infections spread through the skin, which in theory could represent more danger than from bites of non-lethal venomous spiders. So it's the infection often. I found out that, so with the whitetail, the venom doesn't even make it into
you. It's just the bite.
But it's the bite alone that, it's interesting.
Okay.
So here's some things to do if you have been bitten by a venomous spider. Okay. First of all, do not panic, as serious reactions are uncommon and unlikely to develop in less than 3 hours.
Okay.
So if you are going to react badly, you've got a good few hours under your sleeve And as I said, venom is not always introduced with the bite. If you suspect you've been bitten by a katipo or redback spider, seek medical attention, even if you do not immediately experience symptoms beyond the pinprick of the bite. With those ones, if you are sure it's a redback or a katipo, go get that checked out. Those are quite serious venomous ones. Clean the wound with antiseptic or warm soapy water. I think that's probably designed to just get that infection under control from the start.
Yeah.
Place an ice pack on the bite, but do not apply pressure to the wound or consume alcohol after being bitten. So there's some information there. And that's all to do with you want to keep the area. So, you know, obviously if you've got alcohol in your blood, it thins it out a bit. So you'd be more likely for things to spread more quickly. And the same with putting pressure on it.
Right.
If you press something, it's going to force
more venom.
Venom throughout your blood. So
that's
interesting information, and I just wanted to share that. Mm-hmm. So, So it is a bit of a con getting bitten, but don't panic.
Yeah.
Not a big deal. If you know what to do, it's not a big deal. I also wanted to mention a spider pest.
What's that?
And this one is the spider mite. This is pretty much the one that I would probably be most familiar with.
Oh, yes.
I can't think of any other, spider infestations.
Yes, they infect plants.
And because mites are a part of the acronid family, I thought, let's talk about them quickly. So they are a pest that affect many crops worldwide. There are over 1,200 species of spider mite, of which more than 100 can be considered a pest, and about 10 of those as major pests. Their ability to reproduce extremely rapidly enables them to cause enormous damage in a short period of time. Spider mites have needle-like sucking mouth parts that penetrate the plant tissue with their mouth parts. Large populations may cover entire plants with webbing. These webs are also used to move the spiders themselves. Because spider mites are so small, they can even move through vents and ventilators if you've got, growing indoors. When spider mites infest plant leaves, they leave yellowing and dead spots that coalesce until the entire leaf is affected. This leaf will turn yellow, wilt, and finally be shed. So what can you do about them? Okay. Spider mite, if you come across them, they're really tiny.
Yeah,
I've come across them a few times.
They're red colour, aren't they?
I think maybe the new ones, the baby. Spider mites have several natural enemies that can be used to control the population. So that's always good to know. Maybe even spiders themselves would munch on them. Birds will munch on them. And I'm sure they look quite juicy. I'm sure so maybe they will take care of it, but keep an eye on your leaves. And if that doesn't work, try this. Obviously remove the affected leaves. Oh, hang on a minute. My screen has just disappeared. I'm getting updates from Epic Gaming from my son.
Oh.
Okay, good to know. So flush the plant several times a week with an insecticide such as a mixture of low alcohol and soap. Start with that. If that doesn't work, try neem oil, essential oil spray, or pepper spray.
Mm.
I'm just going down the organic track because I'm all about the organics.
Yeah.
So if you want to use other spider insecticides, go to Mitre 10, there'll be plenty.
Neem's good. I recommend
it's a good all-rounder.
Yeah.
Repeat this several times a week. And, I did write it down. Here are their natural enemies. Predatory mites, so there's obviously mites that
eat
are their
the
predators.
Mites, yeah.
Ladybirds, bugs, and lacewing. Lace wings? What's a lace wing?
Lace wings are little, like, fly type.
Okay. So bugs. There you go.
Oh, okay. So there are ones that eat the spider
there
mites.
There are. I had written it down.
Well, it's just like the whole, you know, I know an old lady, and, you know, they keep eating each other and swallowing each other.
Isn't it fascinating? So like there's just a little bit about, you know, what do they do in my garden, and to me?
A giant food web. Well, I'm going to weigh up on what you've just shared. I think, some spiders, a very small proportion of the entire species, are dangerous to us, like three out of how many thousands?
Which is pretty, well, we are in New Zealand, and interestingly, I think those spiders migrate from
Australia.
Yeah. But, that's not too bad.
And we can easily deal with the spider mites. So, on the whole, I reckon spiders are good.
Yeah, for sure.
And they, a lot of them make beautiful, pretty webs that you see in the morning.
Well, that was actually one of the cons that came up in my research when I thought, what's the harm do they do? And what someone wrote, well, a few websites wrote, oh, these spider webs are unsightly. Oh. I love the way you've totally turned that around and said, they're actually pretty.
Beautiful. When you go out and see them in the dew and they're covered and they're just so pretty, and I've learned that there's all different sort of types of patterns that they can make.
Oh, wow.
Like the orb ones will make those beautiful orb-shaped wheel ones. And then you've got ladder ones. And then you've got lacy ones. You've got ones that are like trampolines.
Yeah.
And tunnel ones and funnel ones.
Oh, wow.
So they're master weavers, these spiders.
Oh,
they're amazing.
Yeah.
And the silk, it's actually very, very strong. Mm. And can be used, like, to make bulletproof vests, apparently, because it's so strong and thin and
they'd have to use a fair bit of it, though, wouldn't they?
Yeah. I don't know if people have actually tried producing silk like they do with the silkworms from spiders, but there's a possibility if someone reckon they could farm the spiders. You have to feed them lots of spiders.
That would be just so gross. Having a spider farm. I imagine having like a warehouse just full of arachnoids.
Wow.
It would freak me out.
Oh.
And then there's an escape.
Okay. Maybe if you have an arachnophobia, it's not the job for you.
But why hasn't anyone done that? That's interesting.
Maybe some people have, we just don't know about it. CIA or something.
You've got me thinking now.
That will be something for you to research.
Well, obviously,
Karen,
if they're using it like for high level like defense, someone's in on the know there.
Well, Spider-Man was onto something. Anyway, just mentioning about the katipo spider, which is our native one that's poisonous. Actually, Andrew Crowe in his spider ID book said that only 2 out of 100 years had actually died from a spider bite.
Mm.
So 2 people out of, you know, how many?
I mean, I just
in 100 years.
I think it's if you have a bad, like, I know a lady that she got a bite on her arm. In her arm, she was in hospital for about a week.
Mm.
It blew up.
Yeah.
Like, and to the point where they were like, oh, my goodness, there's no blood flow, you know? Like, it was, like, pretty bad. But she was fine.
Do a bit of damage, but I think
she was probably drinking alcohol,
most
too,
people
knowing her.
Will recover.
But, I think the stories we hear are just like me, someone that knows someone that knows someone, and they've had a bad experience, you know? Like, how many people have bad experiences from bee stings?
Yeah. I think there's more. Or wasps.
Yeah.
So
true.
I think the fear of spiders is out of proportion.
And that just because they look creepy.
Yeah.
You know, and they do creep.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, actually, like legs.
You know.
What else? There was something else I was going to mention. It's gone. Sorry.
When's you going to do some plants for us, anyone?
Oh, let's go to our plant of the week. You might come back to me.
Of all the saddest words that I have ever heard, the saddest is a story told me by a bird. He'd spent about an hour chatting with a flower, and here's the tale the flower told. Quote, I'm a lonely little petunia in a nun.
Okay, our plant of the week is actually plants of the week.
Ooh.
Because our spider theme was encompassed a bit more. So I thought I'd give an honourable mention to the spider plant.
Yes, of course.
Because it looks like a spider.
It's called a spider plant.
Yeah. It's called a spider plant, but there's also some other names that people call it. Call it spider plant.
Yeah.
The other name is ribbon plant or hen and chickens, and the Latin name is Chlorophytum commosum.
Hen and chickens.
Because it produces little little baby spider plants.
Oh, okay.
So you'd recognise it. It's like a bushy,
yeah.
Looks like a spider. And then when it reproduces, when it produces flowers, it also produces little spider plants on ribbon.
Yeah, type. That's right. They drop.
Yeah.
And then they start producing more. It's quite fascinating, actually, how it does it. There's not many plants that do that.
No. So you got yourself an automatic baby spider plant.
Mm.
You don't need to do anything. It's just amazing.
You can just plonk that
and then
reproduce one into some soil, and it's that easy. They're very, very user-friendly.
Yeah. And because they'll start getting little roots. They're kind of like strawberries when you know how strawberries send out runners.
Yeah.
Yeah, sends out runners too.
Yeah, it must be some sort of family that does that, eh?
It's quite amazing. And the long, narrow leaves are very beautiful when they've got variegation on them. So they've got the stripy, the white and the green. It looks like you're into stripy plants, then get yourself a spider plant.
Are there many kinds or are you limited?
There are, you can just get the green ones, but they don't look as striking as the green and white ribbon type ones.
Okay.
So they are a part of a family, but the most common one is those stripy ones that you would grow indoors. They're generally no fuss. You don't need to water them that much. They can cope with drought and they look lovely in hanging baskets.
Mm.
So just keep them out of direct sun because they might fry a bit. Mm. But if they're indoors, they'll be out of.
Have you got any spider plants?
I've got heaps. So
yeah, I thought so.
If anyone wants any, you can just
email. Because you've got some in your library.
Yep, I've got heaps.
I'm pretty sure. Were they there before you got the job or?
No, they were my ones.
Yeah.
So we got some hanging baskets and put a few.
Because it's perfect. It's got the
rafters.
Trussels. And,
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
So if you've got a ceiling with rafters and you want to decorate your indoor area, think of the spider plant. Very easy.
You just need to just set the hose on spray and point it up at the ceiling.
Oh, no, Karen.
How do you water them when you're way up high?
I just get on a chair or a table and water them that way.
I hope you're not getting any of the books wet.
No.
Good girl.
They've got, if you are doing hanging baskets, get the ones with the inbuilt tray so that they don't drip all over.
Because it really is it's a hanging plant. You can't really. What about if you just stuck it in a garden? Would it just grow sideways?
It just grows sideways.
Oh, yeah.
It can be a bit of a nuisance because they're so reproductive that they'll just spread everywhere.
Mm.
But they're quite good for a long pathways in the shady bits so that you can see where you're going.
Yeah.
They're quite useful in that respect.
Mm.
Did you know they are a type of lily?
No.
No. Yeah, lilies, they send out all these long leaves.
Oh, yeah.
And they do have little flowers. They're like little white flowers.
Yeah.
But they're not very significant. It's more of the, when you have them in a hanging basket, they look gorgeous.
Okay.
And guess what? During lockdown and over the summer holidays, I could just leave them in the library and they would be just fine.
Wow.
And when I came back, they might looked a bit droopy and wilty, but just give them some water and they perch right up. So easy care. So that is the spider plant. Oh, yes, we've got some time for some more, so I just mentioned plants of the week.
Yeah.
Because we have a spider theme, I thought I'd mention the carnivorous plants like the Venus flytrap.
Yes.
Okay, so this is a plant that eats flies.
Yes.
And, yeah, it's
just
amazing.
Just like spiders do.
Just like spiders. And it is a
similarity.
And, yes, spiders, not all of them, but most of them will weave a web to trap their prey.
Mm.
So this plant, is the leaves are itself are a trap.
Yeah.
And so they open up like a book. And when a fly or insect lands on it, they will just trap them shut and then digest them.
Is it, I wonder if the Venus fly trap would eat other insects like spiders.
Oh, it could
instance.
Do if it wandered in.
Yeah.
But the leaves send out a little nectar sort of scent that the insects are attracted to.
Okay.
So flies are sort of attracted to a kind of rotting smell or I don't know. They don't actually smell, but they know that they like that.
It's some sort of subtle scent that they're putting out.
You can actually feed Venus flytraps meat or cheese and they'll eat it.
Oh my gosh.
But
and maybe if there was a fly in the trap, the spider would go for the fly in the trap because they're like meat eaters, you know?
They could do.
Yeah.
And then after they've closed their traps, they digest it, and once it's gone to like liquidized it and eaten it all and digested it, it opens up again to lure another.
That's so fascinating. Do they close their traps like really quickly?
Yeah, really quick. They've got little trigger hairs on the inside so it knows if anything's landed on it. It's quite amazing.
Yeah.
They're not really big plants, they're just little plants.
Thank goodness.
You know, imagine.
If they were big, they'd be like freaky. It could like swallow a baby.
Yes.
It was a big one.
I'm not sure about that.
I've been watching too many scary movies.
Baby
it's coming
plants.
Out. It's all coming out today on the spider show.
They're quite easy to grow, these fly traps, and they're quite useful if you have like a greenhouse and you want to not have so many flies.
Mm-hmm. And they need lots of water, eh?
Yes, because they're actually bog plants.
And yeah.
Like, they like high humidity.
Mm.
So you've got to keep them happy by giving them plenty of water.
I've never had much joy, to be honest, with the old Venus flytrap. Mind you, I think the last time I tried, I was probably not so much a gardener then. And another time I tried, we were kids. And, of course, you know, it was fascinating for kids to a plant like that, you know. So yeah, maybe. Have you got any?
I did have one, but I made the mistake of forgetting to water it and it died.
And the annuals?
No, they're perennials,
ooh,
so they'll last quite a long time. You look after them. So, maybe like have a few around your kitchen and keep it in a saucer of water. And
it wouldn't have any, there wouldn't be any lack of flies for it in my kitchen, that's for sure at the moment.
Yeah. So that's a Venus flytrap.
It's a bit more nicer to look at than my, I've got like a sticky tape hanging from my ceiling to get all the flies because those things
that
you get from
one, there's another plant for that. That's like the sundew, which has sticky things on its leaves and that traps flies too. So there's also that one.
Yeah.
And then the pitcher plant, which
so it'd be nicer than a bit of sticky tape, eh?
Yeah. So have a look when you're in the garden centre at any carnivorous plants that maybe you want to try growing, and it's fascinating to see them trap all the flies.
Totally, man.
Yeah.
Oh, that was really interesting. And we got two plants of the week this week. So that was
bonus.
Cool.
So thank you, spiders.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Anyone wanting spider plants, you can email gardenplanetfm@gmail.com and I'll hook you up with some.
Yeah, for sure.
They just multiply.
You might just be getting an email from me, actually. I feel a bit inspired now about that because I've got a wandering Jew hanging from my, not a real Jew.
Oh,
don't worry.
Okay.
I know Pierre looks Jewish. He's not hanging in my bathroom.
No.
Fine. Just the plant, but it's had too much sun on it.
Oh.
So I think I might have to email you.
All right. Okay.
About that.
Email us, gardenplanetfm.
Ask you after the show.
@gmail.com. happy gardening, everyone. That's all we've got time for. And just be happy with your spiders because they're really.
Vive la spider.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. That's all we have time for. Come back next week for more great gardening tips at Garden Planet. You can find us on Facebook on our Garden Planet Facebook page, or email us at gardenplanetfm@gmail.com if you want to ask us anything about gardening. Happy gardening, everyone, and we'll be back next.